Thank you, my Kelly member for Eden Monaro. I now invite on the stage the Deputy Mayor of Snowy River Shire Council, Mr. John Schumach.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most importantly, entertainers and the visitors that have come to join us. On behalf of our Mayor, myself, Councillor Neen Pendergast, and the community of the Snowy River, I'd like to welcome you all here, particularly those of you who have travelled a long distance. I'm sure it will be worthwhile. I'd like to thank Ernestina and Ursula for the effort they've put in over the last 4 years to bring this cultural festival to us and attempt to get a warm feeling between Aussies and multiculturalism, as Mike just spoke of. I think it's important to recognise their efforts and congratulate them for what they've done with such little financial support from all forms of government. That's something that I'll try to work on if Mike works on the piano. Once again, I hope you enjoy yourself. I'm sure you will. The entertainment is always inspiring, as the people that organise it and run it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'd like to now invite on stage a representative of Department on Environment, Mr. Dave Darlington.
Gendabray, Vitam Pinisfa, Virginderbine. My apologies for my lack of Polish. I've had my first... I've had my first lesson last night, and I'm sure Anya sitting in the audience is cringing and saying he didn't get it right. Look, I'd like to acknowledge also the traditional owners of the Monero, and I'd also like to especially acknowledge the Polish dignitaries that are here today, His Excellency the Ambassador of Poland, the Deputy Ambassador, who I think will be joining us tomorrow, and the Polish Consul General. I would also like to especially welcome everyone seated here today from the Polish community and everybody else that's seated here as well. If you travelled a long way to get here, and I'm sure most of you did, the local people in Ginderbine really appreciate you coming and making this effort, because Ginderbine in summer really does depend on events such as this. And this has been one of the reasons why the Parks and Wildlife Service has been so proud to be a major sponsor of this event. Talking about effort, I'd also like to especially acknowledge the untiring efforts of Ernestina and the Pulse Poloni Cultural Foundation and her colleague Ursula. Without those untiring efforts from those two ladies and the people that work behind the scenes to make this a special occasion, no one in this room would be seated here today. So thanks very much. The Parks and Wildlife Service is very proud to be a major sponsor of CozzyFest. We have chosen to support CozzyFest because we know that the mountains are very, very special to the people of Poland, both who live in Poland today, but also resident in Australia. On this occasion, it's great to see so many members of the Polish community, in particular enjoying our wonderful warm autumn conditions, and we look forward to furthering our friendships and connections with the Polish community and Poland. I'd also like to say it is appropriate that during these festivities we take time to reflect on the past 170 years since Sir Paul Edmund Strzelecki ascended and named the highest mountain, Mount Kosciuszko, and that just over 100 years later, a great national park bearing the same name was established by the Government of New South Wales. It is also wonderful that we're about to participate in a true multicultural event and be joined today with Aboriginal dancers, as well as many talented dancers and singers and performers from the Polish community. Those Aboriginal dancers will just be one small reminder that the mountains have been a very important place in people's minds for indeed many thousands of years. So enjoy the weekend. See you all next time. John Kuye. Thank you.